Pages 4 and 5. Recent developments. As someone who knows the borough well, you will be aware that there have been many new planning applications approved, others refused, and infrastructure improvements taking place in Fareham. Daedalus. Solent Airport at Daedalus and the development of its business parks have been a major success story for the council and our borough. Through its 2015 Daedalus vision, it has been able to unlock the potential of the airfield's land to create new commercial opportunities, particularly within the aviation sector. It has also made this 369-acre site more attractive to visitors and new businesses. Since 2015, 650 jobs have been created and flights have increased by 50%. In 2018, Faraday Business Park at Daedalus scooped two prestigious awards at the South Coast Property Awards for Development of the Year and Business Park Innovation of the Year. The council now wants to build on this success by responding to business needs and delivering further land and property for commercial use. Employment growth opportunities will follow, along with more community facilities and improved airport infrastructure. Great strides have been made at Daedalus to create more jobs in Fareham. This work needs to continue here and at different sites to provide local work for residents. And do you know of any suitable land in the borough which you think could provide new employment opportunities? And now, transport network improvements. There has been extensive work to improve the road infrastructure in Fareham, and this is ongoing. Improvements at Newgate Lane North and the A27 Western Way, Peel Common Roundabout and St Margaret's Roundabout were completed in summer 2016. This was followed by making the A27 between Segginsworth and the Titchfield Gyratory a dual carriageway. Improvements to the A27 at the Avenue and Station Roundabout and a new southern section of Newgate Lane. Commitments have also been made to redesign Junction 10 on the M27, and it has recently been confirmed that the £34 million Stubbington Bypass is going ahead.
Let's clear the air together. Improving air quality in Fareham. In 2017, Fareham was one of 23 local authorities identified as having areas likely to exceed guideline levels of nitrogen dioxide by 2020. The exceedance for Fareham is minimal at just 0.55 UG per square metre. This was a potential issue on the Delm roundabout through Eastern and Western Way and onto the A27 by Fareham train station, including the A32 from Market Quay throughabout and onto the Porchester Road A27. The council has been awarded government funding to address this potential issue and has announced four measures to improve air quality in Fareham: upgrading taxis, adding to cycle routes, providing better information at bus stops, and making changes to the cycle of the traffic signals at the Quay Street junction. Rapid improvements to new car engines mean that the impact of high traffic areas on air quality is already reducing. Wellbourne planning application in. A further consultation on the Wellbourne planning application closed at the beginning of March 2019. This application for up to 6,000 homes with supporting shops and community facilities, employment space, schools, parks and open spaces took into consideration feedback and added further detail to outline plans submitted in 2017. The revised application includes a redesigned layout for Junction 10 of the M27, revisions to the local road network, and changes to how and where various community facilities will be provided. These plans are now being considered by the council. Due to the progression of the planning application, there is no intention to revisit the detailed site-specific policies in Part 3 of the current local plan, the Wellbourne Plan. However, the local plan review will need to consider the timing and nature of delivery at Wellbourne. Appeals successfully defended. The council continues to rigorously apply the relevant policies of its current local plan to planning applications, ensuring good developments in the right locations. In January 2019, the council successfully defended its decision not to grant permission to Bargate Homes for up to 150 new houses on land west of Old Street in Hillhead. Put simply, the government's planning inspector dismissed the appeal based on the importance of protecting the Meon Valley landscape. Weeks later, the council successfully defended its decision not to grant permission to Riley Developments Limited for 42 new houses on land off Sopwith Way in Swanwick. In this case, the remote location of the development, which meant occupants would have no choice but to rely on their cars, and the character of the proposal not being in keeping with the rural location, meant the inspector ruled in favour of the council's decision to turn down the plans. More recently, another appeal from Foreman Homes for up to 150 houses on land east of Posbrook Lane in Titchfield was also dismissed, with the inspector upholding the council's decision to refuse the application because of the potential impact on Grade 2 listed buildings and the valued landscape. So, 150 new houses, permission not granted, Old Street, Hillhead, Bargate Homes. 150 new houses, permission not granted, Posbrook Lane, Titchfield, Foreman Homes.